that.
What? Stop crinkling bags. I'm trying to open.
Sorry. Holy, I just shit. Sounds like put it. Ah!
How dare you? That's gonna be the opening now. It's just gonna be you crinkling bags.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do it again in the camera.
Okay, here. ASMR.
Welcome to the pod. welcome to the podcast. This is Ty.
What are you trying to do? Oh.
I'm trying.
What is going on?
I'm trying to talk as slow as possible to see if anybody will be like, Ty, can you hurry the fuck up? But it didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, fine.
I was just confused.
Okay, that's fine. Hi, this is Ty. Welcome to the podcast. Jody's eating Chipotle.
I finished. Thank you.
She's not eating Chipotle anymore. Never mind.
Yeah. I doused it with Tabasco.
Oh my god. Everybody introduce yourselves.
I thought we're over that already, Ty.
Oh god damn it. Fine. Never mind. I'm starting over. Hold on.
Okay.
I have to do this like 50. All right. Hi everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This is Sunshine Train with Friends. I'm Ty. Jody told me not to introduce myself, but I'm going to do it anyway. My name's Ty.
You're 23?
No, I'm kidding.
What a fucking liar.
Yeah, I try. Sorry. But, yeah. So, today we were thinking of maybe having a spooky topic. Preferably not anything crazy. But I was like, we should do, like, biggest fears. Or something like that. And then we can throw like those stories in between. Jody, stop eating.
I'm not eating.
What the hell is the bag sound?
I was just moving the bag. Oh my god.
You should just see that throughout the whole podcast. But yeah, we're gonna do some our biggest fears and maybe throw some ghost stories in between. So yeah. Does anybody have any stories they'd like to share today? No? Okay. I'll just go fuck myself.
No. My time. I was actually thinking about it, but then I just need more time to think about it.
Yeah, I'm sure when somebody else talks, it'll spark my imagination for what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, really specific fears that I have. And I feel like, I don't know, I'm so, like, basic. I don't think I have, like a childhood trauma fear thing.
Well, yeah.
Like, I'm pretty afraid of, like, I guess I'm afraid of things that you would be afraid of when you're little, and then you'd expect to, like, get over it, but I don't think I ever got over them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, like, specific.
No. I mean, that's, like kind of specific.
Like, the dark. I'm still afraid of the dark.
Well, that's fair. I think a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of what's in the dark.
I don't know, I just, I feel like, you know, like, when you're, for example, like, if you live in I live in a two-story house, and if I'm, like, the last person downstairs before people go to bed in our house, we're like, okay, well, like, if you're the last person, you have to turn off all the lights, which makes sense, you know? So, like, I feel like every time it's me when that happens, I get, like, my body, like, just feels really weird when I'm, like, in the dark. You know, I don't know what, I don't know how to explain it, but I just feel like something's out to get me. And I feel like I'm like on alert, and I start like sweating, and I just like, I don't run up the stairs because I'm like, well, if anything's in here, they're going to hear me. So like, I kind of like tiptoe like up the stairs.
Yeah.
If it's like completely dark, because I'm just like a baby.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm like looking through the phobias, and I found fear of phobias.
I have a fear of phobias. I have a fear of fear. I'm scared of fear. I could talk about my ridiculous fear of heights and how it's getting worse.
Oh, worse. Right. You were always scared of
that. Like, it's legitimately getting worse, and I can't figure out why. But I've like always been super scared of heights, like since I was little. And so when I was little, it was like I couldn't look over railings and everything.
And it would be, like, you know, really, really high up railings and stuff like that. Like, if we were on, like, a 20-foot building, I probably can't look over the railing or anything like that. Because I'll start panicking. But, like, recently, it's getting so bad that literally while we were at the Finger Lakes, we were, like, 3 stories up and I couldn't look over the railing.
Oh, no.
Like, it scares me that bad.
So you can't go on, like, gondolas or anything like that, right?
What's a gondola?
It's, like, what are they called? A ski lift? It's, like, the thing you go up the slope.
Yeah, that would kill me. Like, I've never been on one, but I watch videos and that legitimately freaks me out. That's the thing, too. Even on TV and stuff, like, I was playing The Last Guardian a few years ago, and I don't know if you guys have ever gotten to, like, you know, the middle of the game, but in that game, you're literally, like, walking on a tightrope, like, freaking thousands of feet up in the game, and it looks so realistic. I remember I was playing it, and I was literally, like, having heart palpitations playing it. And it's stupid, because, like, I know I'm, like, in my chair, and I'm not, like, there, but, like, my brain's like, oh my god, we're gonna freaking fall.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Like, that's how bad it's getting.
Oh, man.
You know, like, I've seen, like, videos of, I'm just gonna say people, like, of going to these, like, VR rooms in Korea, because they're really, I think there are more now in the States, because VR is getting, like, really big, but Korea, there's all these, like, VR rooms, kind of like arcades, where you, like, pay, like, a fee, and then you can try out all these different VR stuff, and one of the, like, really popular ones that all the celebrity people that I watch do is, like, the like, you put on the headset and then you're walking and you look down and you're just, like, on the edge of, like, a building or, like, some kind of, like, tightrope, and it, like, they always, like, freak out so bad, and it's kind of funny to, like, watch it because you're just like, haha, they're just, like, you know, on a, like, 1-inch step. Like, it's super, like, they give you, like, a little bit of, like, a edge to kind of play into the experience more.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But it's, like, 1 inch. Like, you're totally fine. But then because they're wearing the VR set, it feels so real to them. And I kind of want to try it, to be honest.
Oh, my God. I'm so down to do that.
But would you be okay? Because, like,
well, like, that's the thing. Like, I'm never not, like, I only broke down, like, one time over it. Okay, well,
I don't know, guys. That makes it sound kind of bad.
But, like, if it's VR,
extreme.
Like, I know it's not going to be real. So, like, right. I probably won't break down. I'll probably start laughing. But, like, I'm still going to get a little heart attack. But, you know, it's also real.
Okay.
But,
yeah, they just, you know, they one seem time really I broke fun.
Down, we were in California. And we were in the Redwood Forest, like, just touring around. And we were hiking. So, like, we went up on a trail. And it was super, super high up, like, from the ground, which, you know, would be fine, but there were no railings. The walkway was, like, maybe, like, I don't know, it was a really tiny, tiny walkway. So, like, if you made a wrong step, you would fucking be in the abyss. It was terrible.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I was walking on this walkway, and my mom is, like, behind me. I'm in the front. So I'm, like, just walking. And this girl, okay, it's a two-way walkway, which is ridiculous. That shouldn't be allowed. This girl starts barreling towards me, like, out of nowhere. And I'm like, I'm gonna fall. It's gonna be me or the girl. And I literally had a panic attack, like, right in front of this girl.
What's wrong with her?
I was tearing up. And my mom was like, are you alright? And I'm like, no, I'm having a panic attack.
Oh my god.
It was so embarrassing, but at the same time, like, what the frig are you doing running at me on that tiny trail?
Yeah, how old was she? Like, 5?
She couldn't have been older than friggin' 14.
Oh, what?
You're but still
she didn't
old
have
enough.
A problem with those heights. She was just like, whatever. But no, I literally, like, it was so embarrassing. Yeah, weirdly enough, I don't have any problems with roller coasters. I think it's because I don't think about it because it's so fast.
That makes sense.
Like, when we're going to the top, like, that's the worst part, but, like, usually I'll just look straight up, and, like, I'm fine. Yeah, no, they don't really bother me. I rode King Dakar at Six Flags last year, and that's, like, the highest roller coaster in the world, and it didn't even bother me.
Whoa. Well, that's so interesting.
Well, you know what they do? Like, you should look up videos of that roller coaster because they shoot you up like 90 miles per hour.
Oh my god.
That roller coaster. So
you can't even really feel it.
Yeah, you're not thinking about it. You're just like, whatever. Like, you, and then you start coming down and it's like 3 seconds and then you're on the ground again because that's how fast it is.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, my only legit fear with that was that maybe, because this has happened before, there's videos on the internet of this happening, the coaster can get stuck at the top. And then you have to take your little body and, like, walk down the stairs of the roller coaster. And when you look up a picture of it, tell me that's not the scariest thing I could probably do. I don't know how tall it is, I forget. But I'm going to look up a picture right now because it's horrible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just looking at that and, like, imagining walking down the stairs.
Yeah.
I would literally cry. Like, no. But, yeah, so that's my story. Does anybody else want to talk about their fears? Mm-hmm. Or if you have a ghost story, you can come in with a ghost story.
Oh, I could tell you a ghost story.
I'm down.
Ooh.
So, I'm going to mention this again. My island is basically was a war zone for World War II. So, wherever you're walking in the island, you're stepping on dead people.
Oh,
gosh.
I love
so
that.
So there's this cliff called Banzai Cliff. So it's full of like dead people and also people. Yeah, like, yeah, a lot of people who jumped off and stuff. So it's like basically a graveyard. But then a lot of people like to go there because it's really nice view. So like Banzai Cliff, there's like also like a lot of gravestones there, also like grave tombs.
Yeah.
Is that what you say? Yeah, there's like a lot of gravestones that like for, like, Japanese people, but, like, American people. It's all mixed. There's a lot. And it's known to, like, people, like, locals saying, oh, you could see ghosts there, which I completely trust because this whole island is dead people. So I think there was one time me, my sister, my dad, we went there. And we went there pretty late. So it was, like, when the sun was setting, like, the sun was setting at 6:30 and the sun's completely down at 7. We went there like around 6:30 and then we went there 6:30, but like I felt very uneasy. Like something made me feel very uneasy. Like, I don't know. I just like, I was like cold, like sweating, like cold sweat. And I was like feeling uneasy. And I was like, why do I feel so uneasy? I don't like this feeling. Something feels bad. Something bad's gonna happen. And I'm like trusting my instinct, my guts, and I'm like telling my dad, like, dad, we have to go now. We have to go now. And he's like, why? Why do we have to go now?
Quick,
the sun's setting. Yeah, he's like, why? The sun's setting. Let's just stay a bit longer. The sun fully sets at 7.
Dad, you don't understand, Dad.
Yeah, I was like panicking, and I don't know why I was panicking. I just didn't like the feeling. I was like, Dad, we need to leave, Dad. And he's like, fine. I finally convinced him to leave. So I was like, we were walking towards the car. There's always like this small building in the cliff area. It's just weird small building. It's kind of abandoned. I don't know if that's a restroom or not. And I look behind that building and I see this figure. Like, I'm 100% not shitting you. There was a figure. There was no one in that cliff except for me, my dad, my sis. Only one car. Oh, and I look at this, and yeah, I see this like black, like, what?
No, it's just, what? It's just like, I can't believe this like happened in real life.
I know.
It just sounds like made up. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my god. I wish I could tell you. I don't know. Like, that's the thing. I don't know if this is like true or not true, but then the feeling I had that day was like made me feel very uneasy, but like, they're like, the view of that building, there's this weird figure. It had a white face, okay? It had this weird white face, but the whole body was just black. It's just weird white face. And you could completely see it's a white face against this dark green, what's it called? Building. And I was like, I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I'm good.
And then as I looked at that, like, cold wind, you know, like, very, very cold wind, like, swooshed in front of me, passing by me. And I'm like, okay, that's very, very weird because the whole like wind I was feeling was like very warm, but now I'm feeling very cold wind for like 5 seconds and it goes away, and then I get more freaked out and I just run to the car and I'm like, Dad, we gotta leave now. And then we drove off.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I was, and then like, oh, it's known to locals and people. They're like, yeah, you see ghosts. It's normal. A lot of people would say like, oh, sometimes you see like a white figure walking around there, or like sometimes spirits or ghosts would lead you to the end of the cliff, so you would fall in the end of the cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a thing in the island. So they're just like, watch out. So I completely trust them. Just like, okay, I feel like that was a ghost. Yeah, that's one of my ghost stories I saw when I was like high school.
Oh my god, I'm not a fan.
Oh yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not, at the same time, I'm like totally one of those people who would be like, let's go to a freaking haunted house or like a legitimately haunted place.
No.
But I promise you, if I see something, I'm literally gonna run and it's gonna be hilarious. And I deserve it.
Wait, I have another ghost. Not ghost. It happened in Ty's place in the basement.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
In the basement? Ty, you're just a little fraidy cat. Oh, there's no ghost. It's not like you lived here for freaking 11 years.
Okay, here's a thing from Ty's house. There's this weird, I don't know, explain your house, Ty.
My house is it's a three-story house. And it's big. Like, I'm scared walking around at night. It's a big house. Things echo. The wood creaks. It's not that old. But, yeah, I think our house is, like, maybe 20 years old? Maybe a little older than that.
Yeah. But,
it's a big house. Things echo. There's a lot of windows. Which, you know, in theory, you think that would help. But, you know, when it's nighttime, that's just another place of freaking ghost can stare at you through. It's just terrible. And my mom is like, you know, it'd be great if we decorate these rooms with like fancy furniture and we never use them. And I'm like, but like, no, like, it's scary. Why can't we just keep like shit in there that's hilarious so I'm not scared of it? So yeah, we have like two staircases. There's one staircase in the front and that's the literal demon staircase, because it's like, I don't know, I could just imagine a ghost in a dress walking down it. And then there's like a back staircase, and then there's my basement, which basements are scary by default, but I wouldn't call my basement scary. Like, you know, it's furnished and everything, it's fine. It has a ceiling, there's not wood anywhere to be seen. Mm-hmm. Everything's painted, you know, it's finished, but it goes around like a fucking donut circle. So like, you're sitting in the front room and, you know, the whole thing goes around so you can't see like the other side of the room usually. And in between this donut circle of a basement, there's a boiler room in the middle, and it's kind of, we use it as a closet, but like that's where the boiler is and everything. And it makes the scariest fucking noises I've ever heard in my life. And when you're alone down there and you're sleeping, it's the worst thing ever. Not to mention there's mirrors that my mom was like, these are pretty, let's hang these up. And I'm like, no, those are portals.
Oh my god.
Anyway, but yeah, anyway, go ahead, Jody, tell the rest of your story. That's what the basement's like. It's a donut.
Yeah, yeah. So we all decide to go where Ty is, you know, have fun, sleep over, yay. And then like we hang out. Woo! Fun. And then Stacy and Lindsay leaves. And then Ty was like, Jody, are you sure you're gonna sleep in the basement alone? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. And then Ty kept asking me, and I was like, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry.
I told her, I was like, look, Jody, scary shit happens down there when you're by yourself. I don't know how to explain it, but it does. You could sleep in my room, it'll be great. And you're like, yeah, no, I can sleep in the basement. I'm not scared of shit.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not really scared of shit. I'm not really scared of a lot of ghosts or everything. I just don't fuck with them. I know they exist, but I don't fuck with them. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna sleep in the basement. It's nighttime. I sleep. And I don't know what time it was. I wake up from a really, really loud, like, water noises. You know, like, the water flushes, like, shh, kind of that noise.
Which makes sense, because all the piping is down there.
Yeah, and I wake up in the middle of the night, because it was so loud. I was like, oh, shit. And I wake up, And I'm like, oh, it's cold. Gotta get my blanket. Ahaha, down my feet, get my blanket. And I'm trying to go to bed. But here's the thing. I trust my guts. And I also felt like, you know that feeling that someone's staring at you?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I got that feeling. Like, it's weird. It was this weird. It didn't feel like it's gonna kill me or something. I didn't feel like the omniscient, like, aura. I just felt creepy, like something staring at me, but I don't know what it is because it's dark and no one's in the basement. I don't know what it is. Something staring at me. So I was like awake for like a whole 10 to 30 minutes. I don't know how long I was awake, but I kept getting the vibe, the feeling of someone staring at me.
Yeah.
And I went back to bed.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. It's never like, there's not like a demon in the basement. It's just, it feels like there's something there. And, you know, it's not like gonna kill me or anything. It's just, it's not malicious. It's just like hanging out. Yeah, like I'll be down there and in the corner of my eye, I'll see like a black mass and I'll look and it'll be gone. And, you know, my first instinct is like, I'm going to die, but you know. Kill me yet? I don't think it's gonna kill me, so I think we're good.
Yeah, I remember next morning I was like, Ty, yeah, I got a feeling someone watching me, and you're like, what the I told you to sleep now, you're sleeping in my room, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think the man doesn't want to be bothered. He probably doesn't want you sleeping down there because
but I was doing nothing. I was yeah, but just
maybe
sleeping,
he
man.
Wanted to have some party time alone.
Party time alone, god damn it.
So yeah, he was just, like, super. Angrily glaring at Jody.
Yeah, he's probably like, this fucking bitch. I can't work out with you, dude. Whatever ghosts do, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. Anybody else?
I what? Kind of have oh. a... Oh.
No,
you
no,
have
no,
something?
No, I don't.
No, I never heard of ghosts. I don't even know what a ghost is.
I think the most, like, haunted place I've ever been was the Queen Mary.
Which is... You got to go to the Queen Mary?
Yeah.
When?
The last time I went was, like, probably a couple years ago, but...
Can we go?
It's in Long Beach, right? It's, yeah. Like, dock in Long Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a... I want to go because... Not because of, like, spooky shit, but there's, like, a tea room where you can reserve, like, a table and, like, have some nice... treats and tea and whatever
with the ghost.
Wait, that's why.
Yes.
With the ghost.
Wait, Daisy, we can do that at my house.
No, but you like, why would I do it at a house when I can do it on a ship?
Yeah, it does look pretty.
You can
fancy.
Go on an actual ship and do that.
But like, it's the Queen Mary.
Okay, whatever.
I want to. It's fancy. They give you like really nice sandwiches. And, like,
I'm sure they do it on like an actual boat that moves.
And, like, fancy tea. But it's the experience.
Dude,
you know what? Y'all are haters.
And I
want to
find a ghost. I
know. I'm gonna go there, and I'm gonna dress up, and I'm gonna drink some fancy tea and eat some tiny sandwiches, and y'all can just go. And run amok looking for ghosts all you want.
Oh my god, sick tea time with the ghost.
Yeah.
God damn it, guys.
Tea time with the ghost,
right,
guys.
Lindsay, tell the rest of your story. Sorry, I was just really excited.
Well, I don't remember why I was there, but like we were just walking around. I think there's like an event happening or something, I don't know. But we were just walking around and then we came across the engine room. So you like walk down these stairs and it's like all this machinery and stuff, and it's super dark, and I was like, oh my god, I'm getting like the creeps in here. And like the whole time you're like walking through, it just feels super quiet. There's like nobody there. It just like the vibe of it is super off, I think.
Well, you know, like I watched like a ton of documentaries about the Queen Mary, and I'm like 90% sure they said like somebody died in the engine room.
Yeah, I found out that afterwards. God. Somebody was, like, crushed or something by the door.
Yeah, that!
Oh my god.
What?
I was like, ugh. But, yeah. What? And there's also, I think there's also a little, like, opening where you could see the water underneath the boat. And that creeped me out, too. I was like, ugh. I think I have a fear of the ocean, I feel like.
No,
like,
that's
the unknown.
Interesting.
That's a super what? Legitimate fear.
Yeah, just, like, dark nothingness.
Yeah, and like how we don't know what's in it still.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big one.
Yeah, there's so many, like, weird shit in there.
Oh, but, man. Did you see ghosts while you're there, Lindsay?
No, I didn't see any.
Damn it.
It's hard to see ghosts. I've never seen a ghost. Yes,
it is hard to see ghosts. I was just asking if she maybe had, like... Usually it is. Usually they're invisible. Sorry, I'm being like a dick. Feel... Just like, oh, you want to have tea? Fuck you.
Yeah, what gives, man?
Sorry.
I want to have tea time on the Queen Mary. Just let me live my life.
You know what, Lindsay? Not Lindsay. Lindsay! Do, all of you. You guys can do whatever makes you happy, but I'm going to go tea fuck with ghosts.
You're gonna, wait, what?
No, I'm kidding. I would never fuck with ghosts.
Did you? Oh, I thought...
Yeah.
No. Oh, you know what? I have a good story. It's not, like... It, well, it kind of is ghost related, but like we didn't really have anything supernatural happen. This is also kind of a childhood story, so this could kind of be from last week too, technically. It's quick. But when I was like 8, I went to my friend's house, and she lived like down the street from me. So like I was there, and she was like, they were having a yard sale. And in this yard sale, there was a box with a very special game in it. And I was like, that looks fun. We should play that. And my friend was like, let's do it. So we take it into her room. And it is none other than a fucking Ouija board.
Are you fucking... Oh.
And, you know, we're freaking children. Like, she's 9, I'm 8. We don't know, like, what it is. So we're just, like, playing around with it. She's like, oh, like, you have to put your hands on it. And we gotta, like, do whatever. We're probably playing it wrong. And nothing happened, but I was like, oh my god, how much is it? I'll buy it and I'll take it home. Because this is fun. I don't know why I thought it was fun. It was so stupid. But she was like, oh, I think like it's like $2 or something. And I'm like, deal! That's a fucking bargain. So,
oh no.
So I come into like my house with it, and my parents look at me and they're like, what do you have? Oh. Literally the meme like, wait, let me see what you have. A knife! No! No! I walk in, I'm like, oh, it's a Luigi board.
Oh my god.
My parents are like, okay, yeah, you're not keeping that. And I was like, why? It's a freaking board game. And they had to have a very long talk with me about how it's very dangerous and how you shouldn't be messing with things like that. So I took it in the backyard and threw it over a fence, and it's probably still there.
Like, threw it over your fence?
Well, I don't live in that house anymore. But it was my last house, and we had like a...
You should really go and check, like, find it if it's still there.
I'm not breaking into my yard. Somebody lives there now.
But like, hey, I, like, you know, my baseball is in your yard.
My baseball.
I'm just, like, imagining, like, a scenario where, like, their kids, like, went in their backyard and, like, climbed the fence and just found this freaking Luigi.
Yeah, that's spooky.
But, like, yeah. It's, like, all, like, old and worn down, and they're just like, Mom!
This place is haunted.
Yeah, I've never touched a Ouija board since that, and I don't think anybody should, but, you know, you do you, I guess.
Dang.
I remember I threatened a roommate.
With a Ouija board?
No, I threatened because, like, this person was like, I'm gonna bring a Ouija board! And I was like, I swear to fucking God, if you bring that fucking thing, I will fucking leave this house, and I will beat you up. And then, like, the person got really scared and took my words seriously, and they never brought the Ouija board in the house.
Yeah, good. What? So that's screwed up.
Yeah, I was like, why the fuck are you gonna bring a Ouija board where we fucking live together?
Yeah.
Why? Okay, whatever. Witch, blah, blah, whatever. Okay, okay. Do it at your home, not fucking...
Where other people live.
Yeah, where other people live. I don't want to open, like, a portal and some demon, like... Hey, it's me, Satan, or something.
Like, yeah, and like, I don't know what good can come from playing with that. Like, there's literally no good scenario. The best scenario is nothing happens and it was a waste of time.
I know.
But like, I think
people are just so obsessed with the unknown. Like, they want to know if something would really happen.
But yeah, for sure.
I think it's like a weird, I don't know. People are weird.
Yeah, I have to agree. People love to, and then like when it happens, they're like, "How could this have happened?" And I'm like, "Well, I don't know."
My God.
Yeah, they just they're in it for the thrills, you know.
For real.
Ew, spooky.
Yeah.
Stacy, tell us a scary story, please.
I've never had like a spiritual encounter, I think.
Oh my god, like a great.
Well, I mean, grandma. Like, not counting, like, you know, Jesus, whatever. But like,
wait, you can count on Jesus? How?
No, no, but like,
you don't even talk to me anymore. Blocked me on everything.
Oh my god. You know, like, I'm Christian, so like, you know, Jesus. It's good to believe in like the spirit and whatever.
But that's like your spiritual thing. It's like that's
yeah. I think, but in terms of spooky spirits, I remember like back in elementary school, there was this really popular thing. I don't remember what grade. It's probably something like second or third grade. So we were really young. And there was a trend going on where all of the girls during break times, they would all go to this one bathroom. And then they would stand in front of this specific mirror and close their eyes. And then they would chant Bloody Mary. Like,
no.
Three times. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was so popular. Like, when we were like kids, I don't know why. So like, I remember I had this one friend and she was telling me about it. And she was like, I don't believe people when they say like, oh my god, it worked, I saw her in the mirror. Because like, essentially, I think what you're supposed to do is be in the bathroom, chant her name like three times, and then she'll like appear in a flash like behind you in the mirror.
Yeah
So like all these girls are like running around being like, oh my god, I saw her, ah, like she looks like this. And then like one of my friends, she just like dragged me into the bathroom because she was like, oh my god, you gotta try this. And I'm like, no, it's okay. So like, yeah. I just like watched her do it, and it was so funny because like, I just, you know, I just was in the background watching all these stupid little 8-year-olds like chanting Bloody Mary in like this dank bathroom. And then like all of them, yeah, they're like in a line like it's some kind of show. And then all of them, I think they just wanted to believe that it was real. They would like open their eyes and they'd all be like, like they like really saw it.
Oh my god.
And then it got so popular that like teachers started finding out about it. And then I think they told like the administration, and then they like closed that bathroom for like a few weeks, I think.
What the heck?
Yeah, because they were like, you girls aren't allowed to do that. That's not okay. Like, don't summon spirits in the school bathroom.
Well, we can't open.
You know?
Were there other bathrooms?
Oh, yeah. But that one, I was kind of annoyed because I was, like, the closest one to my classroom.
Like, how does that fix anything? So they just start doing it in the other bathroom.
No, I think just, like, they, you know, gave us all young girls a stern talking to. Like, don't, now kids, don't summon Bloody Mary in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we're just like, okay. And then, I think eventually we just stopped doing it. And I was like, that was fucking dumb. These kids.
Wow. Aren't you supposed to go in by yourself and turn the lights off?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's the only way it works. I mean, I've never tried it.
I don't know. They're just like, they were all, because I don't think our bathrooms, do they have doors? I don't remember. Yeah. Yeah, but it was pretty dark.
That's, like, the rule, yeah. I remember. Like, I remember you had to go in, shut the door, be there by yourself with the lights off, and then you do it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know what? I'll go do it right now on the podcast. and then, like, I never come back.
I don't believe any of those girls. I don't believe that they actually saw the Bloody Mary.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't believe in that stuff, I don't think. Like, yeah. I don't think the spirit
yeah, no, it's horrible.
I'm doing that shit.
Yeah, she's got better things to do.
Yeah.
I think Bloody Mary's, like, you know, living her life. Or her not life, because she's dead, but you know.
Yeah, you guys know why she got that name?
It's something about her killing a bunch of people, I don't know.
She had a grudge against the Christians, so she killed, like, plenty of so many Christians, and that's how she got her name, Bloody Mary.
Oh, well, maybe it would have worked if Stacey was alone.
Oh my god. I mean, my tiny little Christian ass being like, oh, Bloody Mary, don't kill me.
For real. But speaking come after you. Of, like, those types of things, have you guys ever, like, researched, like, I don't know why I'm outing myself like this, but I've actively researched, like, other demonic games you could play. Not because I want to play one, but because I'm curious. Like, I'm so curious about, like, spiritual stuff, but I would never actively, like, try to do it.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think I ever researched it. I don't, because, like, I get, like, spooked really easily.
Yeah, this is not something you should look up then, because, like, I think what happened was I was on YouTube and I just happened upon a video about it. And then
yeah, I never look at those things.
Yeah, there's like some like these scary demonic games, and Bloody Mary is one of them. And that's where I read that you had to do it with the lights off or whatever, and that was like the rules when I was little too. But there's like other games that people play where it's like you summon demons and you play hide and seek with them and shit, and it's just like why? At the very least, you know, unlike the Ouija board, you're getting something out of it in theory. Because, like, the one game, it's, like, you have to summon a demon, right? It's, like, go to the biggest room. It's, like, weirdly specific rules. So, like, you have to go to the biggest room in your house, and you have to be, like, oh, like, I'm ready for demons, basically. And then you wait for a noise in your house, and then that means the demon's there. So then you have to play hide-and-seek with it. And I'm just sitting here, like, okay, if it's a demon, it's gonna know where the fuck I am, right? It's a demon. It doesn't matter where I hide.
I don't even like playing hide and seek with real people. Why would I play with the
scares
demon?
Me as it is. Oh, but like, yeah, you're supposed to hide, and then somehow, like at 3:33, you can come out and be like, "Get out of my house!" And the demon's like, "Okay." Play by rules, I guess.
Wow.
And so then easy. The next morning, you know, you're supposed to go to sleep after that, and I'm just like, "You're not fucking sleeping after that. There was a demon in your house." Yeah. But you're supposed to go to sleep, and then the next morning, like, whatever you wished for, because you can wish for whatever you want, it's supposed to be, like, on your doorstep.
Yeah.
That's baloney.
It's bullshit, but, like, at the same time, why even try? The demon's gonna find you.
No, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it either, and you couldn't fucking pay me to try.
Yeah.
I'm actually curious, though, how, if it's, you know, real or not. But I feel like it's fake.
Don't play hide and seek.
Yeah, don't do it, Jody.
No, I won't. No, fuck that.
I will never
hang
out with you because I'm just going to believe that you're always with demons.
She's always demons.
Yeah.
Well, there's another game on there where it's literally you just make your closet haunted.
What?
Yeah, you like go in your closet. I remember this one vividly because it scared the shit out of me. So you're supposed to go in your closet with a match, you light the match, and then you're like, show me the light and or leave me in darkness, and then a demon is supposed to blow out your match, and then you're supposed to relight it, and if you don't relight it, you die.
Oh my what god. The yeah.
But then if you relight it, you can come out, and then your closet's haunted. And then it's something like, don't look in the closet when it's dark, or else the demon will suck your eyes out, I don't know.
Okay, but like, why would you do that? God. Like, why would you willingly haunt your own closet?
That's what I'm saying. Like, why? What are you winning?
Let it.
Hide and seek, I get shit.
Jesus Christ.
Did somebody just make that up after watching Monsters, Inc.?
Well, like, I was, like, looking at it and, like, researching, and apparently a lot of them are, like, actual, like, old, like, things that were, like, I don't know. I forget what they're called, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a major skeptic.
Yeah, I feel like you'd have to pre-haunt your house before you play any of these games.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, though, to, like, research it, though. Because, like, even if it's not real, it's kind of like a scary movie, and I'm just, like, scaring myself.
I don't like scary movies. I don't like scary conspiracy theories. I don't like creepypasta.
Oh my god, I love all of it. I love all of it.
I like regular pasta.
See? I want to read creepypasta while eating regular pasta. Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm like, I think I mentioned this to you guys before. I'm like the type of person that gets scared after watching like a couple episodes of like BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Really?
Yeah. That's, like, I get spooked very easily.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I wish I could watch scary movies with all of you, but I can't because I get scared.
No, amazing. If I watch a scary movie, it has to be, like, very obviously not real.
Yeah.
So, like, like the movie It, that was fine because it was like very obviously fake.
Oh, I was laughing my ass off during that movie. It was great.
Yeah, like, I was like, really surprised because when I first heard about it and how big it was, so many people were talking about how scary it was and like they were like, oh my god, this was like genuinely the most terrifying movie I've ever watched in my life. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up. I'm never watching that movie ever. And then I think, when was it, Lindsay? We watched it like sophomore year?
Yeah, I think so.
For yeah, Halloween. Like on a Halloween night.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Sang, our other roommate, or no, she wasn't our roommate back then. I just remember her always being there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like we watched it in our room and I was like, I don't know how she like coerced me into watching it, but I was just like, all right, I'll give it a go. And it really wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Oh.
Like there were obviously some like scary parts, like
yeah.
I think I got jump scared maybe twice.
Yeah.
But then other than that, I was like, oh, that was fine.
I like, feel like it could be different on a big screen, though, possibly. Like, in the theater. Yeah. I could see that maybe being a little scarier, but yeah.
But honestly, I don't think I would have been, like, as afraid as I thought I would. Like, I didn't lose sleep over it. That's when I know that something's, like, really, like, embedded in my brain when I like legitimately am so afraid to like sleep because it's just like in my head.
Yeah
So like that kind of stuff, because like it's like a fantasy movie almost because there's pretty so much like special effects and like all these different creatures and whatever that it's so detached from reality for me that I don't find it scary.
Yeah.
But things like actual like biopics of mass murders or even just like conspiracy theories about like certain people, those scare the living nightmares out of me. Like I get so scared because I'm like, this feels incredibly real. Like this could like absolutely happen.
Because it usually is incredibly real.
Yeah. And I'm like, I cannot watch those at all.
Yeah.
Hey, really quick, can I put the podcast on hold for like 2 minutes?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I have to pee really bad.
Oh.
And I don't want to miss any of the ghost stories.
Let me go get water real quick.
Okay, everybody break for 2 minutes. I'm gonna go play Bloody Mary if I don't come back. Oh, I'm sorry.
Elevator music!
If you don't think I'm putting elevator music in, you're gonna fucking think again.
I'm gonna eat this Tootsie Roll.
Ooh. Well, anybody? Biggest fear, ghost stories, what we got?
I have another one.
Okay.
I don't even know if I was hallucinating or not at this point.
Oh my god, you're
not high. Not gonna lie. I was not even high. Okay. Freshman year of college. Remember our floor, Ty? Our fourth floor?
Yeah.
Which someone opened a portal and then you would get weird scratches in the morning or something. It was like this weird ghost thing that was lingering around our floor. Yeah. And apparently, rumors had it that someone literally did Ouija board on that floor but never closed it.
Oh my god, I hate everybody.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I never heard of this.
We were living on that floor.
Oh, apparently, like Ty would wake up in the morning and with weird scratches on their thigh, or was it your back?
No, it was my thighs.
Her thighs? I think like my every thigh single saved time. My life. Like every single time she would wake up next day, there would be scratches, and she would be like, "I did nothing. I just woke up with these scratches." Apparently,
And your nails were like cut and everything, like they weren't long nails.
Yeah, I always cut my nails, like always.
Hmm.
Weren't they always like two scratches or three scratches?
No, I don't remember scratches. I used to have like bruises.
Oh, yeah. Was it bruises? I don't
remember. That just could have been from me being an asshole and, like, hitting my fall to my sleep.
I guess so.
Like, I'm a super restless sleeper.
Yeah. And apparently, other people were saying, like, oh my god, like, students from last year was doing Ouija board in this floor and they never closed it properly. And everyone's, like, getting spooked by it, whatever. And freshman me, all I did in college was sleep in daylight. Literally sleep afternoon till like 3 or 4 p.m. There was a time where my roommates was like sang and the other roommate was like, hey, we're leaving to meet up with Stacy and Lindsay. They were like friends. They were like their own group. And I was like, okay, I'm asleep. And I was in a top bunk bed and I was like sleeping. I don't know if I was hallucinating. I was 100% sure it was not a dream because I remember I woke up. And then, like, I was sleeping, and I woke up, and then I heard someone, like, knock on the door. And I was like, oh, maybe it's someone, maybe it's Sang or the whoever. But then the thing is, if they did want to come in the room, they would have keys. So, like, I heard once knock, and then, like, it was quiet. And I was like, oh, it's someone else. And I heard another person, like, knock on the door. And I was like, okay. If it was someone, they would have, like, said the name or whatever. That's weird. And then it was quiet. And then another, like, one more, I heard a knock on the door. It was starting to get aggressive. It was like, and I was like, okay, I'm trying to sleep here. I'm not going to even bother. And I saw I ignored it. So I was like, okay, if it's, like, resident assistance person or whoever, they would just, like, hey, someone's here, whatever, or just walk away. I was like, whatever, I'm asleep. And I'm sleeping, it's quiet. And I hear another aggressive knock, like, but this time, near me. It's weird. It was, like, it was in the door. Next, it was, like, on top of the closets, which was kind of near to my bunk bed. It was, like, very loud. And I was like, am I hallucinating? I don't know. I'm gonna ignore it. So I fell asleep. And I heard another knock, like, right next to me. Like, right next to me. But I got so annoyed and irritated, I turned other side and I just fell asleep. And yeah, that's the end of the story. I don't know if I was hallucinating or so, like, this ghost tried to, like, fuck with me, but didn't work because I was like, fuck this shit. I just want to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another story.
What if it was, like, your, like, next door neighbor?
Who?
I don't know, just whoever was, like, next to you. Because if it was, like, by you, that is possible, I think.
We our neighbors, we never, ever talk to each other. We never do that. And then, like, after you guys, like, hung out, like, my roommates came back, and I was like, hey, did you guys knock or anything? They're like, no, we didn't knock. Why would we knock when we could just have the key and, like, open a door with our keys? And I was like, oh, that makes sense. And I think resident assistants, like resident people who was living in the floor, I asked them, like, hey, did you guys, like, knock on the door earlier? And they're like, no, we never knocked on your door. And I also asked our suitmates. I was like, hey, did you, like, knock on our door or anything? And they're like, no, we never knocked on your door. And, like, we knew you guys were gone or something. And I was like, oh, what the fuck?
That's creepy.
But I just fell asleep. I was like, whatever, ghost, I'm just gonna sleep.
I don't know. I feel like, especially in college dorms, it's really common for, like, random people to just go and, like, knock on random people's doors and just, like, run away and stuff.
That's true.
So I feel like, prank. Just me, like, it's a prank, bro. But, like, I think that's just, like, me being a super skeptic. Mm-hmm. Just not, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if that was, like, a ghost, but there is an argument there.
That's true. You know, I wasn't 100% sure if it was a ghost or just it's just me hallucinating. I just remember, like, the knocks were, like, slowly, like, knocking until it got aggressive and I just ignored and fell asleep. Yeah, maybe the kids were playing prank on me. God damn it.
God damn you, kid.
Gosh darn it, can a kid just get some sleep?
Well, I don't know what other spooky stories there are.
You have some fears?
Hang on.
Yes.
Stacy, is that your dad?
Do you want to eat, Stacy? Stacy, are you hungry?
Stacy, are you hungry?
Stacy, are you hungry?
He wants some food.
Stacy, what's dinner?
Stacy,
what's dinner, Stacy?
This minor distraction by Stacy's dad is brought to you by Pepsi. Just kidding, you're my sponsor. Just kidding.
Brought to you by Pepsi. Makes everyone laugh.
I feel like I should put a sign on my door.
Oh my god. Stacy, what's for dinner, Stacy?
I don't know.
Stacy, are you hungry?
I think I'm just gonna have leftovers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oishii.
I have like this Mediterranean food that we got last night.
That was so from top, Judy.
God damn, Judy.
Mediterranean.
That's so goofy.
Yeah, Mediterranean food is good.
I know. They are good.
Yeah.
They had these like pita fries. Mmm. Delicious.
Whoa, that sounds good.
Yeah, they were really good.
You know, what's that called?
Mediterranean fries.
No, Mediterranean thing where you dip it. It's like vegan hummus. Oh my god, remember lemon bars? Yo!
Oh yeah.
That fucking hummus was the shit. I miss it. And then Sang vomited.
Oh yeah, I felt bad. I didn't think that she would.
That was her birthday dinner, and she threw it up in the birthday.
I know, because I was just like, "Yeah, come on!" Like, you know, just like hype, having fun. Like, I think it was like mostly me and Christian.
Well, I've never seen someone not get drunk and just vomit up a whole drink.
Oh, I think she was like slowly, because like her face was getting red, and like I think when she drinks, she gets really tired.
Oh.
So she was kind of just like slumping on the couch part.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
But I didn't think she was like sick.
I think she ate a lot too because she was so excited.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was just a bad combo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt bad. I was like, oh man, you didn't have to drink at all.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times. Not good times for Sag.
It was such good food though. We should go back there.
I'm down.
When we go.
I like to imagine Jody playing the hide and seek demon game, and the demon's like, "What do you want for your reward?" And she's like, "Hummus."
And then demon's gonna be like, "Wait, are you fucking for real?"
The demon's like, "I fucking can't."
That I want a delicious lemon bars hummus.
Just like one plate of it. That's it.
He's gonna be like, oh my fucking god, you played this game for nothing.
Yeah. For hummus.
It's worth it though. That hummus was hella good.
Mm. Yeah. All their food was really good.
I could tell you guys another fear plus scary story.
What is it?
Cool.
Mm. Yes.
Well, it's not like a legitimate fear, but like I do find dolls very, very creepy.
Oh yeah.
And when I was little, I used to share a room with my sister, so we had, like, a bunk bed, and I was, like, on the bottom, and she had the top bunk. And my mom was like, oh, these dolls belong to me when I was little, so you guys can have them, and I'll put them on the shelf in your room. And we were like, yeah, we're down, whatever, I hate dolls, but, you know, they were cool. So she put them in our room, and, you know, half of them are porcelain dolls. The other half are just old as shit. I think one was like a Cabbage Patch Kid, and I just can't stand Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, they're kind of ugly.
They're ugly and they're creepy in the dark.
I never got into them.
Yeah, so we were sleeping one night, and a thunderstorm hit, and we were really scared of thunder. So like, we woke up and we were like, oh god, thunder, jeez. So. We're like awake and we're talking, and suddenly this really loud crash of thunder happens and scares the crap out of the both of us. And I swear to God, one of the dolls turned their head. I could have totally just been a child and just imagined it because we were so scared because of the thunder. But we both ran out of the room so fast into our parents' room and we were like, the doll's alive! And my parents were God. And we're like, the doll! They took it out of our room and put it in the attic.
Oh.
But then we moved and now they're in the basement and I'm 90% sure that's where all my problems are.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It's probably the doll watching you, Jody.
I guess. Hi, what's up, man? Like, I'm sleeping. Like, can't promise you I won't sleep talk.
Hi, what's up, ghost?
Hey, what's up, ghost? Fuck this shit.
That does remind me that I legitimately want to go see that, that haunted, like, it's all the, Warren stuff, and, like, Annabelle is there.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking
about? No, no,
no. I really, really want to go, and I'm gonna cry, but I really, really want to go.
Have fun going by yourself.
I'm not gonna touch anything, I just want to look. I want to peruse.
I don't care. Stacey. Have fun by yourself.
Stacey, you can wait outside and have tea.
No.
Wow.
I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to be in like a 100-mile radius of that.
Oh, bruh.
No.
We can't do anything fun together.
There are so many things that we could do.
No, we can't do anything.
Oh my god.
Excuse me, no, because it's haunted.
Wait, Disneyland is haunted?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. See, we can go there.
What if it was, though?
All the fun and haunt-free.
You don't know that.
I...
Honestly, if I was a ghost, I'd be in Disneyland every day.
Well, like, but I think that they have nice ghosts. Like, maybe just, like, sad children ghosts that didn't get to go to Disneyland when they were alive.
Oh my god, don't make me cry.
So they just, like, go there, you know,
yeah. Well, what about
in the afterlife.
What about that one person who got their head chopped off at Disney World?
What?
I don't know.
What?
The story of, like, somebody on, like, the railroad train ride or whatever, and, like, their head came off because the trail went off or something.
Oh.
Do you think he's happy?
No.
I haven't gone on the railroad, so it's okay. Well,
they don't have it anymore, I don't think.
Oh, then it's fine. Probably moved.
Sounds good. What about Walt Disney himself? I bet you he's, like, in the park all the time, just chilling as a ghost.
But, like, which one?
Walt Disney.
You know?
No!
Which park?
I probably know there's only one Walt Disney. Which Walt Disney? There's two of them. Do you mean the robot they made, or...
Walt Disney Jr., Walt Disney Sr.
He probably just travels to both. I believe
that he can go to both, like, whenever he wants.
Or he could go to, the, like, Shanghai or Tokyo, Paris.
Yeah, I bet you he goes to the movies, too, and watches his disgrace of films and just goes, oh, frick, what happened?
Oh, my God.
Like, I bet you Mulan, the remake, really screwed him up.
I didn't even watch it.
I didn't pay for it, but I read reviews. That's all I knew. Wow. But I'll get back to it, you know.
I for sure am gonna watch Soul when it comes out in December.
Oh my god, I hope it's good.
I'm so sad. Like, I understand obviously why it can't be in theaters, but like, it's a shame. That was a movie that I was really excited for.
I just hope it's not Inside Out, because it looks like it's Inside
Out. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna be really upset if like 80% of the movie is them as those, like, little blob characters.
Yeah, yeah. They're not doing a good job of selling the movie. Like, the trailer wasn't very, like, informative of what's happening.
I know, yeah. Like, the world is so, like, beautiful, though. Like, the way that... What city is it? Is it, like, Chicago?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, yeah, wow. It's so beautiful. Like, they did such a good job with, like, all the rendering and, like, just... the character designs, even with like the side characters, like the crowds, it's so beautiful. And I really, really hope that we don't just see it for like 20 minutes. Because I'm gonna be so sad, honestly.
I don't know. It's, I think I'd feel better if I knew what it was about, because I don't really know what the main character is doing. Like, yeah, I believe he's a teacher, think, and he, like, has a passion that he wants to fulfill. And, like,
I think he, like, gets a gig, like, a big gig.
Yeah.
And then he dies.
He does? Oh, my God. That'd be so ballsy if they just kill the main character in the first.
No, but, like, well, I think maybe he's, like, I thought I saw, like, in the extended trailer that he was, like, in the hospital.
Oh.
Like, in bed. What? And, like, he kind of, like, saw himself, like, because it's, like, his soul, you know, that's kind of, like, living.
I thought it was going to be, like, theoretical, like, he's just reaching inside of himself, and he's, like,
I thought he was, like, I think, I don't know, I could be wrong, because it's been a while since I've seen it, but I thought he was, like, because he, like, fell in a uncovered manhole, so I'm assuming they, like, took his body out, and he's, like, in a coma, or, like, some kind of critical condition, but his soul is, like, stuck in that kind of limbo, and he has to, like, I don't know, go on some kind of self-fulfilling journey to, like, get back to his body.
What the way heck? You say it makes it sound really dark, and I kind of hope it's dark. Well, because, like, just because Pixar, I feel like, is kind of being, you know, a puss lately, and it's not really doing anything interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where were the last few Pixar movies that came out?
Onward?
Yeah, like, that was a good one.
Toy Story 4? Wait, what number was? 4. 4.
Yeah, 4.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked Onward, but it, like, Onward, the beginning was kind of boring.
Fine, I think.
Well, you know what I like about it? I really like the ending.
Yeah, I
like,
thought,
I liked that I thought he didn't talk to his dad.
Mm.
Like, I thought that was kind of ballsy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you spent the whole journey with this character, and guess what? He doesn't get what he wants.
But he has what he needs.
Exactly. Oh, did you play that on purpose?
No.
Stacey was like, but he has what he needs at this point.
sorry, go on.
But, yeah. I think it was okay. I don't think I would watch it again.
Yeah, honestly, me too. I think the best Pixar movie that's come out in a really long time, I think, is Coco.
Oh my God, it was fantastic. I cried.
It was so well done.
Mm-hmm. That's Pixar. That is Pixar. That movie was Pixar.
Mm-mm.
Like, I honestly don't really have many, like, critiques on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked it.
Yeah, for real.
Like, I'm sure there's something. If I really, like, sat down and thought about it. But that, like, takes out the fun of it for me. So I'm like, why would I do that? I'm not a film critic.
And usually I am the one critiquing the shit out of everything I watch. Like, whether I mean to or not. But, like, Coco, I, like, legitimately, like, don't know what there is that I don't like.
Yeah. Good films.
Yeah, good movie.
Coco's kind of spooky.
Yeah, it's kind of spooky.
It's got to do with skeletons. And the afterlife.
And your second afterlife after the afterlife. That's terrifying. I would hate it if I died and I was like, oh, well, you could die again. And I'm like, I'm doing this all over again.
Oh, yeah, like if people forget you.
Yeah. Dang. And isn't that, like, inevitable at some point?
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you have, like, a really, really huge family. Like, really, really big family.
Yeah, I guess in Mexico you kind of have to have kids or else they freaking forget you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. Thank you guys for coming. Oh, God. Okay. Are you done?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming to our podcast and hearing about our, and hearing about our fears and hearing about our fears and our scary stories and Jody fucking screaming in the background. I'm gonna off myself.
Oh my God, the podcast is possessed. Really